So that there's some familiar themes there that are tied together in this one sutta. One is the, or one draw attention to, of course, is the distinction between, say, the five aggregates and the five aggregates affected by clinging, in that the five aggregates are just this base of experience, are not problematic in and of themselves, although there is a certain burden. That's what one of the suttas, the five khandhas are a burden or something heavy to carry around, but not necessarily conducive to dukkha. It isn't until it's the when they're affected by clinging, upadana khanda, that they are that they're a source of dukkha. And of course that's where the in the morning chanting, where we chant, go through all the different kinds of manifestations of dukkha, sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief, and despair, all of that. But in brief, the five focuses of the grasping mind are dukkha. So that's the short form version of what's problematic. Then the because it goes through the ways of the following that structure in the Anatta Lakkhana Sutta of reflecting on the experience of the five aggregates as a means of pulling undoing the upadana, the clinging. Also the manifestation of these aggregates, the four great elements being the cause and condition for the form aggregate, having the nama rupa, mentality, materiality, is cause for manifestation of consciousness, and then contact with the say the external sense base, the internal sense base, and then consciousness itself is the aspect of contact, and that's where the arising of feeling for perception and mental formations. The 20 forms of sakkhaya ditti, having identity, establishing of identity, so that sense of seeing the, so this material form as self. This is what is myself. This, whether it's form, feeling, perception, formations, consciousness, or self as possessed of the self-possessing material form, in the sense of that's the self is the core, and then it's manifests in the material form or feeling, perception, and then the material form is in self. Self is in material form. These are different, how do you say, aberrations or deluded ways of formulating a sense of that quality. This is myself. This is what I am. This is self. So that having a base in these five bases of experience, and then one doesn't grasp and cling unless there was some reason for it, and of course that's mostly around the sense of gratification. There's some pleasurable aspect, some sense of that it seems to be worthwhile. And so the Buddha doesn't negate pleasure and joy arising from experience, but that forms a base for clinging and attachment. And the danger, of course, is that there is the one is constantly being either separated, seeing a change, having some kind of unsatisfactory experience arising out of those five bases of experience, those five aggregates, and then that the escape, the way out, is that relinquishing of desire and clinging, and that that how we regard this sense of I-making, mind-making, underlying tendency to conceit, that's ahankara, mamankara, mahananusaya, which is another way that we cling to cling to experience. This sutta covers a lot of different bases of reflection on the five khandhas and how the self establishes itself, that perception of self.